This is an important issue. There's some compelling evidence that indicates that many of the fatalities and injuries that our military men and women have suffered in Iraq could have been prevented with better armaments on their Humvees produced right there in South Bend. And so I'm pushing for full funding to ensure that our troops get the protection that they deserve. And I'm hopeful that we can get some action on this perhaps as early as next week. In terms of the kind of need, the danger that we currently face in Iraq, the military folks have consistently underestimated the need for these up-armored Humvees, and our troops are practically crying out for more of them, jerry-rigging the current Humvees that they have in ways that they're now called Mad Max mobiles. And it's just a tragedy, Amanda, to see people losing limbs and lives because they don't have the protection that they deserve, and we can afford them. A recent public report indicated that as many as 25% of the fatalities our troops have suffered might have been avoided, these attacks resulting from improvised explosive devices, rocket-propelled grenades, that kind of thing. Also, many of the injuries possibly could have avoided simply because our troops didn't have the right equipment. In this case, the more heavily armored Humvees. So, you know, our men and women have a tough enough job over there the way it is. They deserve all the protection we can give them. This is something that we can do that will give them that protection, and I hope we can make progress on it as soon as next week.